4. Daisy and Sakari stepped out of the Byzantine court into the nave. "My favorite so far," said Daisy, "though the Alhambra court is wonderful too. I love all that intricate decoration, and so colorful. All so different from anything one sees in this country or in museums. I'm looking forward to the Indian displays."
"They are very skimpy, Daisy. What there is, we will see after lunch. At present, we should go to the rendezvous. I see your nursery maid and the twins by the fountain."
Miranda and Oliver leaned on the rim, dabbling their hands in the water, apparently unaware of the abundant bosoms looming over their curly heads. One dark, one as red as Belinda's.
"Don't splash, Miss Miranda," said Bertha. "It's cold outside. You won't like having wet clothes."
She cast an anxious look backwards and saw Daisy.
"Oh, madam, I'm that glad you've come. I didn't know what to do."
"You seem to be doing very well. Where's nurse?"
"That's just it, madam. I don't know where she's got to, I'm sure."
"She didn't tell you where she was going?"
"Oh, yes, madam. Master Oliver, there's no need for you to copy your sister. You can't reach the farthings you threw in. Not anyhow. Come away from the water now."
The children obeyed, at last noticing and succumbing to the rival charms of their mother. "Hello, chickies." They embraced her legs as she asked, "Well, Bertha, where? Where did Mrs. Gilpin go?" Turning pink, Bertha glanced round and whispered,
"To the lady's convenience, madam. Ever such a long time ago."
"I dare say she's not feeling well."
"She didn't say, madam. I thought she was just going to spend a penny."
Daisy frowned. "I'd better go and see. Sakari."
"But of course, Daisy, I will stay with the little ones."
"It's over there, madam, behind the heathen place," Mrs. Gilpin said.